This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, May 21st, 2012. We're in our preliminary study meeting mode, wherein we will be looking at informational items that will be gone over during the 9 o'clock call to order, as well as public comment between now and 9 a.m.
Yeah, but start us there, Jim. I can't catch.
I'll get this side then.
Well, here, go ahead and take those. And
you got this?
I went through part of it.
Okay, let me go through this first.
Can't go through everything.
Not with this thing.
Good gosh.
I saw you over there whooping it.
Well, it doesn't say what Carol
you ever heard
announced.
Of talking there?
Carol announced at the Republican Club meeting that we were just going to get to.
Yeah.
But it was just a...
Excuse me. Thank you. That by accident. Sorry.
Let me see this.
Okay, my little brain,
You're going to need more coffee this morning.
All right, transfer station. Need to provide.
The very first one I'm looking at here discusses a need to provide bid information. Black and gold rubber recyclers.
That's that one.
It's attached now. They did the phone bids. They tried for a while.
That's the one we turned down.
We held for, yeah, they do have supporting documentation. They went through the process.
Is this, you say this is one we have held? Is it added to the
It's not added.
Approved?
We'll have to add that separately.
Nikki, where, oh. Where would I look to the number that we are to approve, and I'll add it here?
Oh, it's the bottom one, okay.
32, 89, 12. Okay, here's my question. That doesn't match this one, does this?
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
All right, right here. Thank you.
Yeah.
It says date approved.
That's the check number.
Okay. So I can add that right here.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's not mileage. We classify it as mileage.
I can't even see where you're going.
Yes, sir.
We need to separate mileage from fuel. Yes. That needs to be done because it is a separate.
The mileage they assume that I got a check for.
Right, which is not.
Right, and that's right, and that's
okay.
Why.
So I agree with Jim.
We need to add a fuel line. Or
we're going to have to create a fuel line.
Well, within, we have other expenses. We call them either conference expenses, mm-hmm. or we call them, and it can go into a generic line like that, rather than a specific line that's for mileage.
Training. But a lot of stuff, your Good. Food goes under training. We don't have a food line when you guys are out.
My only thing is mileage versus fuel. That's the only thing that I, at all the times, that's the only I think I'm concerned with the most is that.
I agree with you. That's,
we just worked on Rick to get a fuel line because it's not the same. Or do you want us to work with
if it? Fuel go into the other generic line, that's okay. But it needs to be separated from mileage if it's not mileage.
Then put from now on.
It's conference or
put fuel in
meetings. Come on in. But, well, even if isn't there a line for meetings?
Conference, yeah.
So all that can go into that generic line.
That's fine. Just not mileage.
I know what's going to happen.
Well. Do you want me to split it up back from the first of the year?
No, but going forward, let's have that conversation. And
so you don't want to feel like.
No, just put it in front.
Here's what I do, Jill. When I'm doing my expenses, I put the number I want to go under before I give it to her.
Okay.
Yes.
And then that way it gets there the way that.
Mileage and their training. Well, when they have a gas receipt, usually it doesn't matter, but it's not really mileage.
Is Don?
Yes,
I've got a couple of things for you here. On this, these payments here, are these a breakdown that goes back and picks up the cost or the amounts of money and the difference in the TIF to the city of Branson?
I guess Rick would look like.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I did not look at where. Okay. So that's the.
That's what you all said.
He attached that to them. So this is the amount that brings us up to snuff on each?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So $809.79 is what I'm looking at here?
Yeah, and that's for the city.
Okay. That's $2,700. Would you?
Oh, yes.
Right back here, right
here. That's right. I remember.
The meadow, landing, and the hills. So he's got it in.
30.
That's amazing.
So this, so for the three, we're talking $22,000? For what period of time? From the beginning, so it'd be last May? May 7th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So a year's payments total is costing $22,000? Okay.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to make sure he did that little spreadsheet.
Well, here, if you would. Would you take these mm-hmm. and ask this question? If you could put that on a piece of paper for me, so that just a separate piece of paper mm-hmm. that shows that in the past we had withheld based on sales tax generated rather than on sales tax received. We'd done it on sales tax received rather than on generated. I said that backwards. If he would show me that from May of such and such until today, here's what we're reimbursing to the city of Branson.
He's got that on spreadsheet because he showed me that. And then this was just a total page.
Well, can you just put it down in simple one line for me? And I'd sure appreciate that. It looks like that amount, Jim, is $22,000. That being the amount of sales tax that we did not pass through to the city of Branson on the TIF.
Not the 1%.
But I wasn't understanding those figures, so I've asked her to make that clear. Yeah, it's on.
Is that how we calculate it? On the money received back or money we collect?
Okay, the different, right. Money received versus money sales tax generated.
Right.
And what I did was I attached or had Nikki attach or send a letter just with the incorporated motion that we had taken that was in exec. I'm sorry? I just asked her to have you clarify for me the amount of dollars that the total amount of dollars that we're sitting on in the city of Branson based upon recalculating where we had changed last May from generated to received.
That's what this total bill.
Okay. Well, show me what the total amount is.
The total amount, or the total of these three.
A total of the three. Mm-hmm. And that is the amounts here?
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell me this. I guess this is where I got confused. I was reading somewhere where it said 22. Mm-hmm. But these three added together don't hit that.
This is a spreadsheet I sent you to the breakdown. These three should total to that, I believe.
Okay, help me out. I've got 16, 19, 59.
I want to make sure that that's right.
And I've got 890144. And what was that top one there?
11,
oh,
936.
I read that as a, that's my problem. I read it as a 11.
93644.
Okay, 936. Now, that's going to equal the
22,457,548.
Okay, very good. That's what I need. I understand.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
And May's, I'm working on May's right now. This.
So that's really, that's a year.
It's a year.
That's a full year. Wouldn't it seem like it's been that long?
Well, it's really a month shy of a year, I guess. Does this include May or?
I thought that it did.
I'd have to look at that spreadsheet that I did to find out. No, this
and if not, it's 11 months.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It works out to, what, 1,900 a month. I did the average on the month.
Now that is right up here at the top. Let me get back where it's supposed to be.
Ron, I haven't got responses back from anybody, but I know Jasper County pays it the other way. I think Clay County pays it.
So it's all in the wording.
I just need that to you.
Well, I'm going to work with you on it.
I'm confident that we're correct.
That's what? That's what?
I mean, the AG agreement.
Oh, or the auditor. Good morning, Mr. Stile.
I'm here, I'm good.
Did you by any chance have an opportunity to chat with the other barn about my dropping by there?
Yes.
Could you relay information for the gentlemen that are working at the Kazee Mills office if they want to stop by out at the other place? That would save me going to the mechanic's shed as well.
The only ones there now are...
You're Robert and Robert?
Robert and Robert.
Hi, good morning. How are you? Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, does that make sense? Or I'll just try to drop by and see them, I guess, if not. Because they're both going to be there, right? During the day, they don't generally go out.
Yeah, they don't know what they're out. I don't know what they're out. But, yeah, they're there.
I'll find out. I'll save them a trip over. And
I'll get you down to Harlan's Farm, 6:30 in the morning, 9:15 tomorrow evening. And Mount Branson, 4:15.
That's what I've got, yeah. I'll be there.
No, the three of us are going to talk on this one deal. It wasn't official, maybe.
On.
And this is fine, I've got it taken care of.
What are you reading? I sent.
Jim, you should have a copy of the email I sent you this morning. My suggestion is that based upon that, we should treat all employees the same.
That's well now, but that has to be a commission decision.
I mean, she called and we changed the timesheets.
Well,
it's got to be consistent. That's all I was trying to do.
I don't know whether it would be a good thing or not. To do that, I don't think a person should do that every year. You know, I could go 6 more times.
Right, but isn't
it? Maybe one time in
the. And we'll monitor that from the point forward. But we are paying everyone for that day, are we not, Jim?
No,
okay. That's not what I sent to her this morning.
Yeah, I'm reading.
What I said was that we should move forward in that direction. I remember our conversation.
Yeah, what we said was, this is what was sent to us, most have been directed to use vacation time, con time, or personal time of sort. So that is what we agreed upon.
But what we told the R&B guys in here was that we'd kick that up. I was right. We
told
all three of us were here.
We
fix it.
Okay. And we need to let Linda know that, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't wear that.
Okay.
Just the way it is.
Could you go through these minutes, ma'am?
Yeah.
Let me pass those down to Jim.
Do. I want to talk about just briefly, guys, since it's almost time. I don't believe once we open public comment, we should allow anybody else to sign up for public comment from now on.
I don't think,
because then it becomes a
tit
for tat response. And really, what we're trying to do is address the comments to the commission, not.
My fault was allowing that to happen last week.
I just would like to clarify
that it was all your fault.
I know.
And I'll second that motion. It was your fault.
It was.
Oh, it wasn't in a form of motion.
We can't do that.
Okay.
I stand corrected.
So it was. Once again, I agree with the Easter Commission.
And my presumption was, based upon our
9 o'clock.
Oh, I can't even say let the record show.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Did you guys see the change in Helen's hairdo this morning?
No, but everyone in the internet world will now.
But she also looked like she was 17 or 18 years old.
Okay.
For the record, there was someone else sitting in her chair.
Okay.
There you go. All right. That's yours? It's laying here.
Yeah, that'll be all right.
Since I have brought one. All right. Well, I had that on my list of things, so loggers.
Not yet.
Do you ever feel like you've been gone?
point to the subject matter on the agenda.
Yeah. Looking forward to clarification.
Oh, my.
Mississippi. Donna? Okay. Christy had dropped off some information. Is this all of our abatements and run-ons and so forth and so on for today? Okay. I just haven't been through them yet.
We're meeting with programmers today. The programmer, we're setting up the thing that we're processing currently, just to let you know. Okay. Unless you tell something different. That's how we're telling you to set the program up.
Set the program up for, help me out here.
Okay.
I'm not tracking yet, I guess.
Personal property, our policy has been.
We just want to do whatever. We want to follow through with the process in a way that we should, right? And we're going to depend on you three officers to take care of business, right? Is that where we're at?
That's where I'm at.
And then, you okay, Donna? You got a headache?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, young lady.
Terminated Westlaw agreement, correct?
I think so, but I believe we were going to pay up to a certain point.
Absolutely. I was just making sure. That's right. We didn't give a 60-day written notice, I think. Mm-hmm.
this? Last page in your stack? I see it sticking up under your nameplate.
No, I just got delivered.
You gentlemen also received the email this morning.
Morning.
On animal shelter?
Yeah.
Is that something that's time sensitive that
we need to
move on, or do we need to agendize it?
Agendize it for Thursday.
Okay. Would you help me remember during the time for agenda review to talk about animal shelter?
You can just put it on there.
That's on the request.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, May 21st, 2012 to order and call on Commissioner Straffes to offer an opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and Father, for this great country and state that we live in. And Father, we ask for your hand of protection upon all the residents and citizens of this county. Father, we also ask for guidance as we make decisions as a commission, and we ask for all the elected officials, as they ask for help, Father, you will freely give it to them from advice and how they should make and rule their departments, Father. We just ask for protection of our troops across the country and across the nations. Father, as they protect our rights, we just ask you to be with them and be with their families. And Father, we just ask you and thank you for this weather we're having, Father, and the necessary rain. Father, we just ask you to be with everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that there was no public comment this morning. Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve meeting minutes May 14th with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve commission meeting minutes of May 14th with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 329071 through 329137 and check number 328912.
You need to add that to this also?
I did it right there.
Okay.
You did that when I did it.
Second motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 329071 through 329137 and check number 328912. There are no journal entries. There are no transfers. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. Set for a discussion regarding contract addendum 001 and 002 regarding software license and services agreement. James, is that you? No?
It is. It is. Just for clarification, this is something that our attorneys have reviewed. We agreed to it. However, last time it was agendized, we instructed the assessor just to send the invoices through the accounts payable. But we've never voted on the contract, even though it's been reviewed. We need to execute the contract so that we can get the invoices submitted. Is that right, Nikki?
You can refer to them as the addendums, contract addendums.
Okay.
So it was we did this about 2 weeks ago, and we forgot to vote on them.
Do the motion.
Yeah. It's addendum 1 and 2, is that right?
Correct.
Motion to... put this. What's the original contract's
would
name?
That be the software and services software. Agreement for the collector, the assessor, and the county clerk?
Yes. Motion to enter into the or accept the addendum number 1 and number 2 to the contract between Intrinsic Corp and Taney County, Missouri. I was looking at that.
Now I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the contract addendum between Intrinsic Corp and Taney County, listed as addendum 001 and 002. Mm-hmm. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Be two copies of each.
Nikki, I only offered 2 signatures on that. Copy this in 3. This has 4. take a look at that if you will. Mr. Erickson, could you join us? Good morning.
Morning.
See, our first order of business is transmission repair services agreement.
Yes, this is ACE Transmission. This agreement, I did some wordsmithing on this and worked with Mr. Cotty. We sent the initial agreement up for signatures contract to ACE. We're reluctant to sign it as worded, and I actually had the opportunity to visit with the vendor in person in Springfield on my way back from the MAP conference last week. And what we had neglected to add in the original version was an option for when certain peculiar circumstances occur. The owner of the company was concerned that the way the contract was worded, that under any conditions they could not submit a price or an invoice in exceeding the amounts listed on their bid response. Normally that type of an option is parenthetically noted in a contract, so I added that if certain unusual circumstances occur specific to a certain repair which require additional costs or charges beyond those priced listed within the bid response, it is not the intention of the county obtaining for the contractor to blindly absorb those charges. Rather, it is understood that if and when unusual circumstances occur which impact pricing, a phone call should be made from the contractor to the county for permission to continue. And Frank has reviewed this and agreed to allow that exception in there. I think the vendor would be more inclined to execute the contract and allow us to move forward.
That your verbiage change, that's just subject to you sticking it back in the system and
right.
There's a word I want you to address, but
okay.
I know Frank's looked at that, but there is a if there's any change, don't you think there should be a phone call to the commission or something like that, or contact with the commission? It should be under some kind of documentation.
Now, he had approved the contract originally, right?
Right.
And the verbiage that you've added, Dan, just states that if there's something that's not in the contract, we don't expect them to. I mean, it's.
I understand that totally, but I do want to.
Want to run it by?
Huh?
Is that what you're saying? Run it back by the council?
When is the next time we meet with council?
It's going to be a while.
It's going to be, because today is just specifically for one issue.
Correct.
We can, I mean,
upon
we do anything pressing
change,
on this?
The change that Mr. Erickson made, it was then sent to Mr. Cotty.
Okay.
Mr. Cotty reviewed it, approved it, sent back a letter, and said it's okay to move
forward.
So
he has done
it? He has approved the wording.
And I appreciate what you've done there, Ron, on that. I just want to make sure that when there's a change made, that it's a documented approval from whatever department it comes from, plus from the county commission in a written document form. I don't know how that wording impresses upon that. I think from some incidents in the past that that needs to be initiated. This is basically what you're saying here, that we need verbal approval from the county commission.
No, I think the way it's worded is that a call should be made from the contractor to the department. I mean, I can change to the department overseeing whatever the vehicle repair is. I can change that to department and check with Frank if that's what you're. Yeah.
Right. My only concern is there's consistency on bigger projects, that where there's a change order made, there has to be a written documentation that is approved by the department head plus the county commission.
What this says, Dan, is they're not going to charge us anything extra unless the commission gives approval. So I think we're in good shape.
That's what it says, and it says a phone call, right? Or how does it, maybe I heard it wrong.
For permission from the commission. In other words, they can't continue unless the county commission gives permission.
Approval.
Yes, sir.
Documentation.
Yes, sir.
I'm all right with that, approval through documentation. I just do not want to get into.
Yeah, it says to the county for permission to continue. And what you're stating, if I'm understanding, is you want that permission from us to be in writing. And we can.
Right.
We can make sure that happens.
That's you know, that's where the water.
I don't see it becoming an issue. This whole bid process, as requested by the sheriff, was to accommodate a potential of an expense exceeding the $4,500 statute within a 90-day period. We haven't come close to that. But he's had some repairs that ran $1,200-$1,400, transmission repairs not inexpensive.
So this is to protect us under the bidding law?
Correct,
oh.
Yeah. So, but we haven't really approached that amount yet. I guess it could happen, and that was his concern and being futuristic kind of thinking. Just thought I'd throw that in. Maybe I didn't need to.
Do you want it rewritten?
No, if we've got some type of written documentation on it, I just want that noted.
I do have a typo there.
I'm with you. I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase agreement for transmission repair services by and between Taney County and Ace Transmission.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the purchase agreement for transmission repair services by and between Taney County, Missouri, and Ace Transmission, S&S Incorporated. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
I'll get a copy of that to you.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anything else for me?
Okay.
Nothing that I see. Donna, would you like to join us? Ordinance to authorize issuance of permits for the operation of ATVs and UVs. Donna, would you like to address this?
Well, recently the state legislature amended statutes to allow for the permitting of UTV use on national forest, within the national forest on county roads, if the county so amended their ordinance. And that was presented to the commissioners, and I believe it has been reviewed by council.
And this is on public lands.
This is county roads within the national forest.
Within the national forest, because we had quite a discussion about this a couple of years ago, Donna, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there was a misunderstanding at one time that what was the need to have the permit. Without a permit, individuals would not be able to take their ATVs or UTVs on county roads within the national forest. Mm-hmm. I think we all agreed that that is a service to our citizens, that we allow that happen.
Do we not currently have this ordinance, with the exception of UVs, I guess?
UTVs, yes.
Yes.
So all we're really doing is adding the word and verbiage UVs?
UTVs.
UTVs,
yeah. Excuse me.
Utility. Technically, utility all-terrain vehicle.
I think in the ordinance it just refers to them as utility vehicles.
Actually, right, it says, an ordinance to authorize the issuance of permits for the operation of all terrain vehicles and utility vehicles on certain county roads. And then that's defined to be the roads that you told Commissioner Strahan, all right?
So is it an addendum or just an entire new ordinance?
It's an entire new ordinance.
Entire new ordinance.
And the front page.
Same wording?
Yes.
Okay.
And the front page that's given there, I think, is the letter from Frank Cotty, our counsel.
All right. So I'll motion to approve the ordinance regarding the operating of ATVs. Let's do that that way.
And UTVs?
Which is expanding the coverage to UTVs. So how's that? Which is expanding the coverage to UTVs on certain county roads and in national parks.
I'll second the motion because it's nothing but an addition. If it's the same ordinance and it's just an addition of the UTVs, I'll second the motion.
And that's what Frank reviewed to that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve an ordinance to authorize the issuance of permits for the operation of all-terrain vehicles and utility vehicles on certain county roads. Per agreement attached, yes?
That certain county roads that lay within the
National
Forest. That's very important.
Did you get that, Len?
Yeah.
So noted.
There's three corrected ones. I don't know how many we need.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. Yes, you did.
Yeah, if you want to read what I've got here, I can bring it up, the subject first.
Do you want me to mention it?
Go ahead.
Next item on our agenda is Forest Park Estates letter.
And this is the letter from the as a follow-up to recent complaints we're having from our residents in the Forest Park area about the railroad crossing over there. I'm in the finalization of getting the correct statutes and how we're going to write this letter and who we write it to. And And I'm not sure if there's anybody here regarding the Forest Park Estates. If there is, otherwise I'm going to move this, postpone to a definite time of this letter. I can tell you that what I've found out is that Missouri Statutes 300.360 only allows the railroad crossing to be blocked for 5 minutes, not counting when trains go across the crossing, but if for repair or emergency, but you just can't park a train across the crossing. That's what's happening in a certain area. And MoDOT is in charge of monitoring those operations of when trains are parked. So what we're doing is writing a letter to MoDOT, and specifically the multimodal operations area of MoDOT. So I'm finishing that letter that we'll send as a commission. But I won't have it on letterhead until after 2 o'clock. So.
And I've seen you posted it on here, but why don't you just agendize it again so we can approve it?
I'm going to move it to 2 o'clock. I'll have it ready over lunch hour.
Oh, you'll have a letter ready.
Yeah, I have it written. I just don't have it on letterhead.
Okay.
So is your motion to postpone to a definite
time of 2 p.m.? I don't believe there's anybody here to talk about that.
Did we not also receive an email from the mayor of Branson regarding this?
Right. I've met with the mayor prior to that email, too.
This particular part of the road falls within the county or the city?
The road is a county road.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 2 p.m. discussion regarding Forest Park Estates and the requests given thereto.
I'll second the motion.
There made and seconded. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will take this up again at the 2 o'clock time period. We have two or three issues at that time. Proposed fireworks stand amendment to Taney County. Mr. Ashley.
Okay.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Brought a copy of the amendment here, and it's pretty brief, honestly.
Thank you, sir. You have more than one copy? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Mr. Ashley, if I could have you address us as an educational moment or two as to exactly what this regards and how we got to where we are today.
Okay.
And what you're proposing.
One of the first things I didn't know... we've actually advertised this for 9:30, so I didn't know if we would need to wait the 5 minutes.
This is a hearing to change the code book, right?
Yes.
So we need to wait till 9:30.
So there's already been a hearing that has taken place with P&Z?
Yes. Yes, the Planning Commission.
My apologies. I didn't have it listed that way. Okay. And we are set for 9:30. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 9:30.